From the WGBH radio newsroom in Boston, I'm Jordan Weinstein. Former Massachusetts Treasurer Timothy Cahill and two top aides pleaded not guilty to ethics charges today. Cahill and the aides entered their pleas today at Suffolk Superior Court. And WGBH Radio's Adam Riley was there and has all the details. Thanks for joining us, Adam.
Hi, Jordan. My pleasure.
So what was the atmosphere like in the court?
Well, it was packed mostly with members of the media. The judge actually made a quip at one point about how 85% of the people in the courtroom were, in fact, press. Tim Cahill had come out yesterday, actually, after his indictment, and made a statement outside his home in which he seemed, you know, he looked like he'd been crying. His voice was hoarse. His eyes were bloodshot. He looked much more composed today. He came into court in a sort of a natty ensemble, gray suit, pink shirt, red and silver striped tie. He was carrying a leather briefcase, and he just looked like a sort of a businessman on his way to work. He looked pretty poised. He's always been a guy with a nice manner on the stump. It's one of his strengths as a politician, and he showcased that today. He seemed at ease. He was making some self-deprecating jokes before he gave a statement outside the courtroom talking about how, we should all bear with him because he was a little bit out of practice. That being said, he also seemed a little bit nervous. I think he's aware of the magnitude of the charges against him. And there was some, a bit of stumbling as he made his statement. As you know, and as some of our listeners will know, he insists that he's innocent, that he's being unfairly targeted by Attorney General Martha Coakley. And we can take a listen to his opening comments outside courtroom now.
Today's the beginning of a long process that will result in the end in my name being cleared and my reputation being restored. No one did anything wrong. No one used public money to produce and run a campaign ad. After months of attack on TV and radio by the RGA, most of which attacked the integrity of the lottery, a decision was made to rerun an ad made in the past, specifically designed to combat negative perceptions of the lottery, to in effect give people permission to play.
Now, Adam, what exactly is the nature of the crime that Cahill and his aides are charged with?
Great question, because this is a fairly convoluted case. Cahill is being prosecuted under a 2009 ethics law that was passed in the wake of some of the ethical scandals that have hit Beacon Hill in recent years. That law made it a crime, as opposed to a civil infraction, for an official to receive what are called unwarranted benefits, to get something because they're an official or to get something for other people because they're an official that ordinary people would not be able to get. So what Martha Coakley, what Attorney General Coakley says Tim Cahill did is run an ad, a $1.5 million ad campaign actually, touting the record of the Massachusetts lottery during his 2010 independent candidacy for governor. At the time, Cahill had been attacked by the Republican Governors Association, which was supporting his opponent, one of his opponents, Charlie Baker. And they ran about $2 million worth of ads, which cast the lottery as horribly mismanaged. What Cahill did shortly after that was fire back with his own round of ads, which talked about how terrific the Massachusetts lottery was, how profitable it was.
But these weren't specifically his ads. These were ads.
They were run by the state treasury, which oversees the lottery. He was treasurer at the time, but they did not have his voice. They did not mention his name, and they did not show his likeness. And that is unquestionably going to be a linchpin of Tim Cahill's defense as he tries to fight these charges. What he says he says effectively, I was the steward of the lottery. I needed to make sure that its reputation was not permanently sullied by these attacks from the Republican Governors Association. And Cahill actually makes an interesting argument. What Martha Coakley says is that this was really a campaign ad. Tim Cahill says it was an ad to protect the lottery, but it was really about getting him elected governor. He made an argument today that effectively flips that on its head. And what he tried to say is, I knew at the time that if I ran these ads defending the lottery, that people would accuse me of doing it for political benefit. But I took my responsibility as the steward of the lottery so seriously that I went ahead and did it anyway. And we can take a listen to his words to that effect.
However, I believe then, and I believe now, that the decision to run those ads was the right thing to do for the lottery. To act contrary to that interest and not run the ads would have put my own personal and political interests ahead of the interests of the lottery and the cities and towns that depend on it.
So we'll see if that holds up in court. It's, I think, a very crafty, kind of ingenious inversion of the prosecution's argument. Again, we'll see if a jury is convinced. Another argument made today by Cahill's attorney, whose name is Peter Parker, is that the State Office of Campaign and Political Finance, long ago in 1995, I believe, said that it was okay for politicians, for elected officials, to defend criticisms of their record, even if those criticisms were made by political opponents. And we can take a listen here to Cahill's attorney making that point.
According to guidance given by the OCPF, what Treasurer Cahill did was legal under the laws specifically directed at regulating campaign finance. What the Attorney General is trying to do here is use, for the first time ever, a different criminal statute, a brand new criminal statute, to try to make criminal what has long been legal.
One footnote that should be appended to Peter Parker's point there, he didn't read a part of these OCPF guidelines, which could be problematic for Cahill. The OCPF, in addition to saying what Peter Parker just mentioned, also said that it is not permissible to use public funds if your primary purpose is criticizing your opponent or enhancing your own political future. So really, this is going to be a judgment call. Was what Tim Cahill did primarily about his political future, or was it primarily about the lottery?
Well, my understanding in following this case, and also the statement when Attorney General Martha Coakley announced the indictment against Cahill and his aides, was that she actually had a paper trail of sorts connecting Cahill to his campaign and involving his campaign for governor in the creation of these ads.
There are some very incriminating emails and text messages that came to light during 2010. And this is, you know, I don't want to get us too down in the weeds here, but some of Cahill's aides, campaign aides, had defected and then helped pry away Cahill's running mate at the time, Paul Lascoco, who was the his candidate for lieutenant governor. In response to that, Cahill took those former aides to court to try to keep them from divulging information that could be used to hurt him. And in the process of taking them to court, these emails came out in which members of Cahill's campaign staff, as opposed to the Treasury, talked about how they'd spoken to Cahill, how he said it was okay to roll out these ads touting the lottery, how it was okay to go negative. And those email messages and text messages very much suggested that, at least from the point of view of these campaign workers, that Tim Cahill saw this lottery ad as really about his run for governor as opposed to protecting the lottery. Now, today, Peter Parker, Cahill's attorney, indicated that prior to those messages, top lottery officials had already counseled Cahill, we need to run these ads to protect the reputation of the lottery. It's a very complicated, very fascinating trial. And I honestly really don't know how this one's going to shake out.
And the trial date, I understand, is set for September 24th.
September 24th is the scheduled date, although these things have a way of getting bumped back further and further.
That's true. Well, we'll be very interested to hear more from you as you cover this story.
Thanks, Jordan.
Adam Riley, thanks for joining us.